I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, so this must be then the next page. Marissa, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. No, actually, I'm great. But I have to somehow introduce my blog post, so I've been stressed lately.
I have also been stressed lately, but if I keep saying I'm great, maybe it'll, it'll reduce my stress level.
That is one of the tips for reducing stress. But I think, you know, so my post that went out this morning was titled When Stress Takes Over. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think maybe we need to start by saying stress gets a bad rap. Mm-hmm. Because it has some good function. So stress is actually, some stress is good for us.
Right.
I never would have believed that. But yeah, I guess it probably is because it, you know, stress gets us to act on things we're procrastinating about.
Right.
I never knew this, but stress can actually increase our immune system.
Now, I never knew that. Probably there's got to be a tipping point.
Oh, so, absolutely.
Yeah. Like
a little bit of stress.
And then you get to, you know, it's kind of like, then you get to too much and it actually, you know, ruins your immune
system.
It
becomes debilitating. Yeah. Right. So at one point, stress actually improves your heart, how your heart works.
Wow.
So that it can protect your body from an infection. So my guess is that, now, I'm not a medical professor or professional or any, you know, I know how to find a doctor if I need one. But
stayed at a Holiday Inn Express once.
I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. But my guess is that if my blood is pumping faster, I would probably be getting oxygen to wound sites quicker. I don't know. Anyways,
we can go with that, and I'm sure
we can go with that.
Someone's going to write in and tell us.
So what's going to happen is, you know, Engineer Tim's going to say you're wrong.
Right, PA Tim.
He has a degree to prove it. Mm-hmm. Right, but so that's not the kind of stress we're talking about. We're talking about the stress that is harmful.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the point where, and I know people are going to say, you've guys talked about stress before. Yeah, well, clearly not enough because I forgot. So I got to the point where the stress was affecting my viewpoint about work. The stress was to the point where, and some of our listeners know, as you do, that I choose my attitude daily.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I chose the attitude of being positive, my day was a train wreck. So I couldn't overcome it with attitude. And that's a key thing for us to start thinking about. Mm-hmm. And then the tipping point for me was the migraines came.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it's like, okay, whoa, time out. Something's going on. Something's not right. The stress is over the top. And what I simply had to do was, because I do my reflections daily, what's happening? Why is this going on? And I really found a couple things. One of the things I found was that I was saying yes to everything. And that meant I was burning the candle at both ends.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that may have been maybe the biggest contributor to my stress was my list of things I needed to take care of that I just didn't want to do. My to-do list, my ugly frogs. And they weren't even like big ugly frogs. Give you an example. I needed to order firewood for the winter. I needed to respond to an email for my responsibility I have with my church. And it was just, I didn't want to bother with it. You know, so all of a sudden these things start stacking up. In the one case of an email I had to respond to, I got three reminders that I hadn't responded. And that was my problem. These things that just kept building. So now I'm saying yes to everybody, which means I'm disappointing a bunch of people. I'm not getting to the things that I need to get done. And next thing you know, you're stressed. And then that stress, so the migraines came. Then my immune system dropped. Then I got a cold. I wasn't sleeping right. So it's time to call a timeout and say, hello, you know how to do this. Smarten up, straighten up, and fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that relate to some of the stress you're feeling? Because you've said you're in the same boat to some degree.
Yes, definitely. And fortunately, my stress does not manifest as migraines. That would probably be really bad for me to be home with my kids.
Yes, it would, with your responsibility, yes.
But I agree. Like, I think sometimes a little bit of stress is good for me. It can be a motivator. It kind of can get me moving a little bit, helps me prioritize and stay focused. But I think I know when I am very stressed because I feel like I can't even think straight. It's not because I have a migraine. I just feel like I'm zooming around in my head.
Okay.
I definitely think that I have a lot less patience when I'm stressed. And I get really, really, really tired. And I think some of that is not just physical fatigue, but like a mental fatigue.
Okay.
And it just wipes me right out. And I completely agree. Like, I know better. And so oftentimes when it gets really bad like that, I think to myself, like, hey, I know that this isn't right and I should know what to do, but I can't even figure that out now. So I just go to bed. Like, as soon as I can put my kids down, I'm like, okay, this is like my time out, and whatever I meant to do, was meaning to do tonight, is going to have to wait until tomorrow. And I just go to bed. And it's not even like I always fall asleep immediately, but
I'll
read. Yeah. Like, I'll just like commit to not doing anything that is stressful to me. So sometimes that means like, I'm just going to leave that, you know, laundry in the dryer another night, or answer those emails tomorrow. But it's important to have that reset.
Sure. And I think the key for you is, like, you know what's causing your stress and you know what you can do about it. And I think, and I didn't share this with you, but I put a bunch of tips together. So it'll be interesting to see if my tips fit in line with some of what you were thinking.
Okay.
So, you know, I think the first tip, when I think of, because we're going to get stressed, life is stressful. Even vacations are stressful, you know, if we're not careful with it. But I think the first thing that I had to realize when I was kind of recovering from my stress was I had to own it. You can't ignore it. Mm-hmm. It's like ignoring the fact that you're not getting enough rest is not going to help. And once I could own the fact that I was stressed, own the fact that I was reacting poorly to people, own the fact that, you know what, I've been procrastinating because I was in a bad mood, and procrastinating just made it worse. So literally what I did on the day that I, and you'll remember it from the attitude choices that I had, when I finally admitted that choosing a positive attitude crashed and burned and it didn't work, that was the day I realized what was causing it. So then the very next day, I think my attitude might have been "do it now," if I remember right.
I think so.
Which is just start eating the ugly frogs. And one by one, those little amphibians disappeared off my plate. Because I had to, and it was like, I'm going to do these today. I'm not waiting another day. And as every one that I checked off my list, my stress level got reduced.
I completely relate to that.
Yeah.
I just need to make "do it now" like my life motto.
Well, you and I've talked about that. You know, we should be sharing attitudes every other day. Do it now. Do it now.
Yep.
But it really does. It does work. And so that was the easy part of my stress thing to take care of was the list. And so the firewood's here. The email's been sent. The 360 assessments are, for the most part, I've got a few more to do, but the others are done. The phone calls are made. I'm ready to go. So those are the easy ones. The hard ones are when you've overcommitted and your schedule's long. You have to be patient to work it through. And don't become bitter about the fact that you overpromised. You know, you have to be willing to say no to the good to make time for the best. So that, to me, that's part of this owning it and don't ignoring it. So you really just, I'm owning it. It's my fault. It's nobody else's fault that this happened. It's mine. Don't take it out on other people. Take care of those little frogs one at a time till the plate's empty or close to empty. But then I looked at a couple other things. How much coffee was I drinking? You know, and I noticed that I felt sluggish So usually I'll fill up, not that giant Yeti, but you see the Yeti. It's the mid-size mm-hmm. Yeti. Mm-hmm. You know, I fill that up with coffee in the morning. I make it in my Ninja coffee maker. And that's usually what I drink. All of a sudden I noticed I was drinking coffee in the afternoon at work, which I typically don't do, but I went to Bed Bath & Beyond and got my own little Starbucks K-cups so that at least I had decent tasting coffee. Not that Macne has lousy coffee, but just between you and me and a few close friends, our coffee's lousy. And maybe the right person will hear it and will do something. No, I'm just kidding. I just bring in my little K-cups and it works.
I know. I'm partial to Starbucks too.
Okay. I'm a coffee snob. But why was I drinking more? And some days, you know, two of those Yetis. Mm-hmm. That's not good. I don't typically drink a lot of alcohol, but, you know, sometimes when we're stressed, if we do drink alcohol, we may tend to drink more than we should. Mm-hmm. That creates stress. And of course, the nicotine one, you know, if you've got a nicotine addiction, you need to address that first. Because mm-hmm. caffeine, alcohol, and nicotine create stress. Mm-hmm. It increases our stress levels. Get moving. Go for a walk. Go outside. Get some air. Exercise. Do something. Burn up some of that energy that's in your body that's stressed by literally getting yourself physically tired, worn out. Now I've got 9-face cord of firewood out there. So if I'm looking for something to do, it all has to be stacked.
Yep.
You picked this one. Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sleep more. Just go lay down. And that was something else that I did over the weekend, which I rarely do. I went to bed earlier, Sunday afternoon. You know, I slept. I was shocked how, like Friday evening, I was shocked how early I went to sleep. And I slept late into the, not late, for me, late is like 7:30, mm-hmm. you know, but I slept extra hour. And what that told me, and my wife even noticed, you know, you're sleeping a lot. So there must be, and so it was the stress, the cold, whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
sleep. That's the only way to get through this. Your body is telling you when you're stressed that it's under attack. And the resting gives your body time to recover. Just find a way to relax. You know, the Calm app that you introduced me to,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we can have on our smartphones. A lot of times I'll actually find myself when I'm writing, turning on just the rain or the mountain lake. I forgot. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I love that too. Yeah. Just like a little background noise.
Yeah, just a little bit of background noise. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I used to do to kind of have some background noise was I would put like the news on. Well, that's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Today at supper, Engineer Tim was asking me about something about the news. And I said, I don't know. I didn't hear it. It's rare for me today to take time to listen to the news.
Mm-hmm.
I can't change it. I mean, the weather, I'll look at headlines. If there's something I need to know, I'll know it.
Mm-hmm.
But just to listen to a bunch of talking heads pontificate about how right they are on things, I'll forget it. Don't need it. So make sure that you're using things that will help you relax, not wind you up.
Right.
There's kinds of music that will wind you up
mm-hmm.
versus help you relax. So just be careful that you're doing things that help you relax. Do you have anything that you like to do to relax?
Well, I mean, I think I do a lot of different things depending on, you know, where I'm at. If my kids are home and it's a particularly stressful afternoon, sometimes we'll just put on some music and have like a dance party for everyone to kind of...
Okay. That's
like
fun.
Get some of that energy out. Yep. I mentioned that I'll go to bed early. Mm-hmm. I also enjoy the Calm app. What else do I like to do?
See,
I mean, on the weekends, if Derek can take the girls like out, if they'll go to the playground or something, as silly as this sounds, like it is relaxing to me to just work. Because I can work uninterrupted for several hours and not have someone saying, like, I need a snack. I have to go potty.
Sure.
And just kind of, it almost gives me that identity back. Like because I used to work full time in the office. So that can be relaxing.
Okay.
Go for a walk. I do like to exercise. I try to do that outside my home three times a week.
Good for you.
Because I can exercise at home and I do sometimes, but like I said, it's can get crazy around here. So I like to get out.
Yeah. And you know, you're in, you have that, the wonderful phase of I'm the young mother and wife and working and homemaker and all those things. And, you know, for people that are more at my level of life that have been kind of through that, the ability to just, you know, go for a walk in the evening by yourself or my wife and I could do that. Or for me, because I love water, go somewhere where there's water. It doesn't have to be a out in my boat. You know, I had mentioned to you before we started recording that I worked on a couple cupboard doors for the last two evenings, and it was so relaxing.
Yeah.
You know, I was working on some wood. It all went together well. I got the project done real quick. Whatever it is for the person, I think my key here was it's a personal thing. What's going to help you relax? And do it. And don't feel guilty if you're taking some time to reduce your stress level, because the only thing worse than taking time away from somebody else or family or work to relax is to not take the time away and treat people poorly or produce poor work.
And I think too, like talking about the stress from overcommitment, and like you said, you have to kind of own it and follow through on those commitments and everything. Like, but I think it's also important to acknowledge that and then find a way to enjoy those commitments. So sometimes I do feel overcommitted because I'm involved with my kids, with Isla's school. I'm involved with CNY Diaper Bank. I'm involved with my book club. I'm involved with MACNE. I'm involved with just like mom things. So sometimes it is easy for me to feel overcommitted. And so, for example, like book club, I love book club. We've been meeting for 3 years. But sometimes it does feel like, okay, like this is just one more thing in my week that it's going to be a late night and I have to interact with people, which for me can be a little bit draining sometimes if I'm not intentional about it. And tomorrow I have book club. And guess what? I'm hosting book club. So that was a little bit of an overcommitment on my part. But I'm going to find ways to enjoy it. Like I am looking forward to seeing my friends. And I know that once I finish vacuuming my house like a crazy person, I will enjoy. And I need to take my mindset away from the stress of preparing. And I shared with you that my oven broke yesterday. So now I cannot prepare any food that requires an oven. But that's okay. I picked a couple of things and that I know I can do relatively simply. And I know that once everyone gets here, I will be able to unwind and enjoy that, even though it does feel stressful because I committed to it and I'm doing it. Yep. And so I might as well enjoy it.
Right. And that's a great point, because if you've already committed to it, I can't uncommit what I'm overcommitted to. And being stressed about it is only going to make me crazy. It's only going to increase my stress level to frustrate myself that why did I do this? Just say, okay, I did it. Move on.
Yeah. And I found that, the silver lining too is like instead of the stress of having to drive to someone else's house and be a guest in someone else's house, I get to be comfortable in my own house and it's going to be clean as a result.
There you go.
So there, like that's the upside is that I'm going to be home. I don't have to drive home late at night. Everyone else gets to drive home and I get to go straight to bed.
Right. That's great. You were looking for the positive, which really is one of the things is focus on positivity. You know, I had a note here, gratitude journal. Just start reflecting on what you're grateful for, you're thankful for. Where how have you been blessed in your life? And that sometimes can help us remove our stress levels. Talk to somebody about it. You know, don't keep it to yourself. Journal about it, write it out. This gets into owning the thought, owning the stress. If you can have a conversation with someone, they can help you talk through. Now, don't talk to somebody that says, well, you just need to suck it up. You know, that's not the right person. Don't go to that person. You know, and also, you know, my mother and father listen to the podcast, and I don't want to tell my mother I'm stressed because she's going to say, well, I told you you were working too hard and you need it. Like, I love you dearly, Mom, but I'm not going to tell you when I'm stressed because I don't need that either. I want somebody that can say, you know, like my wife would say, well, let's talk about it. What happened?
Right.
You know, I noticed you were feeling this and this and this. I noticed you were reacting this way. So it kind of helps you process through it. Right. Learn to say no. And I already talked about that. One of the things too is figure out, do a quick assessment. Are you maybe coming down with a cold, so you know, an illness of some sort? Don't just ignore some of those symptoms, because it might simply be one of those things that you just need to like pump the airborne gummies like I do. make sure you're drinking lots of fluids, lots of rest. The fluids are important anyways. Just pump water through you. Pump water, not Chardonnay. So just lots of water.
Not caffeine.
Not caffeine, not coffee, not cola.
I thought that to myself as I was going through the Starbucks drive-thru today. Like, I really should be drinking water.
Well, it depends on the size of the Starbucks coffee that you buy, right?
It was sizable, but...
It's made with water.
It's made with water. But like, I justified it with that. That was my 5-minute vacation, which I've talked about on too many episodes that Starbucks is my mini vacation. But I did drink water simultaneously.
Good. Eat well. You know, and this was the other thing I noticed. When my schedule was really crazy in August and the beginning of September, I can't tell you how many times my lunch was running through a fast food drive-through and getting a burger. You know, so not only is it full of calories, but it's got tons of sodium, it's tons of grease. It just,
It wasn't nourishing to you.
It was not nourishing.
Yes.
And I kept saying, well, I'm just busy and I deserve it. Yeah, well, we deserve better than that.
Yeah, the times the times your body is in stress is the time that you need to eat the best, really, because that's, you know, what's going to propel you forward.
And I don't, you know, let's be honest. I don't enjoy eating healthy stuff. I like eating junk. It's a weakness of mine. And thankfully, you know, my wife is an amazing cook and makes sure that we have good things to eat.
Yes.
But the other night she even had the salad in a bowl next to me. It didn't have any dressing on it, and she didn't say anything, God bless her, but I didn't even touch it. It was just like, no, I want to sit here and cry in my plate, so to speak. I'm miserable, and don't make me eat salad. But that's what I should have probably eaten. So a little bit of a confession there. So those were the things that I thought of. Is there anything you can think of that I missed on helping us overcome our stress?
I mean, I think we hit a lot of points. One that I would like to emphasize is talking to someone. You know, especially if you know, any of our listeners are feeling like they're at like a really serious point where their stress is affecting their mental health. Like,
yes,
there are plenty of professionals that are there to help. It is not a sign of weakness. It is nothing to be ashamed of. It can be a really great tool. And even if you just feel like, hey, I have a moderate amount of stress, but I don't have anyone to talk to.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to feel incredibly stressed out to talk to a professional. So I think I just would like to encourage that, you know, people take care of their mental health. It's really, really important, because without it, you know, your physical health really doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And
hopefully they could talk to their boss too. Hopefully. Might be tough, but.
It might be tough, but I mean, that's why there are professionals, and that there's, you know, your story won't turn into a rumor, and it'll be private, and it'll be a person that you can rely on. Because like you said, I mean, there's people like, you know, if you said to your mom, she would say, I told you so. Or sometimes even close friends, they don't know what to say. And they like, you're good. Like, go have a glass of wine and forget about it. But there are situations where I think counseling can be really helpful.
Clearly, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm trying to think what else felt really important to me? I mean, just rest and reset. You know, like for me, I don't get many opportunities to do that. But when I do, it even a small reset can be really powerful. So don't feel bad about doing that. Everyone needs it. Like sometimes it has been hard for me at times to do that because I felt like, oh, I should be with my kids. Like it's a Saturday. I should be with my family. But it's important that you take care of yourself too. Like that whole
right
oxygen mask on the airplane thing. Like,
yes.
Yep. You know, take care of yourself before assisting others. Like you, it's right. really important. And that's something that I stand yep. by. But I think, I mean, we really did cover a lot.
Good. So from now on, no more stress. No. Realize it's part of life and realize mm-hmm. you need to be aware of it. Because mm-hmm. if you don't, it's going to have some dire consequences. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to be around you. So stop.
Yep.
All right. Any plans for the weekend? Well, we know you have plans because we talked about it last week.
Yep. Bucket list plans. And also, I'm getting ready to actually go on a little weekend getaway reset activity Super. Myself. So I am Good. Really looking forward to a full night's sleep.
Awesome.
And some time with one of my best friends from high school who I don't get to see very often. So I'll be
good.
Off the grid for a little bit. Well, I'm excited.
Enjoy yourself. I love that, off the grid. So mm-hmm. make the most, check things off your bucket list.
I am.
I said to my wife today, listen to the podcast about the bucket list because I think it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've gotten some great feedback from people who said, like, I'm on my way to make my list right now.
Terrific. That's yeah. great. So hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
With that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
This was The Next Page.